It's the How Games Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Grubb from GamesBeat.com. This is the show where I talk to people working in and around games and ask them, how does this business work? Is it all just thermal interface materials? New episodes come out when they're ready. On this episode, Intel sent over Joachim Augstrom to talk about its mobile processors. The company is launching its new Tiger Lake H parts, which have some impressive features, including the ability to boost up to 5 gigahertz on multiple cores, along with features like PCIe 4, resizable bar, and Thunderbolt 4. Kim is responsible for overseeing the gaming laptop segment at Intel. He wants to make powerful laptops that run really efficiently and really powerfully, but also are thin and portable and just kind of fit into everyone's lives. They seemingly have accomplished this, and now Kim is going to give insights into how the company is approaching this space. But first, thank you for listening. You can get more from me at GamesBeat.com. Reach out to me on Twitter at Jeff Grubb. The show is at HGMM Show. Get me on the Discord. The link is in the description. It's in my bio on Twitter. You can also support this show by going to patreon.com/Jeff Grubb. Anything you provide will help keep this show going. It's a big boon. It enables me to do this kind of on the side from my normal job. But there's details inside the Discord. So join that and come hang out with me there. All right, everybody, let's get onto the show. Let's go talk to Kim about Intel's new Tiger Lake H parts. Kim, thank you so much for joining me. Kind of in your own words, just tell me what you're excited about here, what it feels like you guys are accomplishing with this new gen.
We have been working on 11th gen for many, many years. I remember back in 2017 talking about the feature set that would go into this product, right? So this is has been a long time coming, and looking at the last 4 months since we launched new SKUs in 10th gen at CES, and we launched 11th gen Tiger Lake H35. This is really the pinnacle of performance coming to market. And all the integration that we have done, integrating Thunderbolt 4 directly into the CPU, adding PCIe Gen 4 up to, with a total of 20 lanes, and you can divide that so you can have multiple M.2s connected for the highest read-write speeds possible in a laptop platform. And of course, the brand new 8 Willow Cove cores. All of those things come together to make for the optimal platform for 2021, where people have found themselves stuck at home a lot, right? And entertainment has become something very, very synonymous with PC gaming, and also creators that make things, that make content for their friends and family, but also for YouTube channels and Twitch streams and everything else. So this platform is really built from the ground up to enable those end users and our consumers to take full advantage of the CPU performance, but also third-party graphics, right? If you marry a third-party graphics with the Tiger Lake H, you will have PCIe Gen 4 bandwidth to that graphics. You can either configure it by 8 or by 16, and that's a choice for the OEM to make, right? But super excited for what the platform brings and how the performance is really living up to our expectations. It's been incredible.
Yeah, it's starting with the H35. Going back beyond that, but really with the H35, I'm starting to think it's like there are fewer compromises with going with a gaming laptop than ever before. It's really impressive on that front. Has that been something of a focus? You guys see these areas where before you were there was a lot of give and take. And now it feels like you're getting a lot more take than you have to give. Are you guys feeling that?
It's what we have been working towards since the beginning of the segment. I was here in 2011 when we formed the enthusiast laptop segment that focused on gaming. And, just to give you an idea, this right here, if you can see, that's our Tiger Lake H and our Tiger Lake H35. And people always ask, why do you carry these in your pocket, Kim? It's like, because people haven't seen them, right? They're hidden underneath the heatsink. They're buried inside a laptop. And even our OEM partners, when we talk to the product managers, they sometimes haven't seen these CPUs right in the daylight like this. And so as we balance platforms together with our OEM partners, we want to make sure that the CPU and the GPU coexist inside these thin form factors with the best thermal solutions possible. And so you heard us talk about Alienware and the new materials that they're using in their X17, for example. Right. All of those are really exciting because that allows, you know, the full performance to come into the end user's hands. And today you don't need two power supplies, right? You saw Nick Blair show us a demo where he had two power supplies set up to drive the 8th gen platform to maximum performance. But on the right-hand side, we could do it with the single power supply. So these optimizations and the thermal solutions that we develop with our partners are critical to make these experiences, you know, as exciting as possible and as portable as possible.
Yeah, it feels like the new mobile chips from Intel are living up to their side of the bargain. It sounds like you guys are also getting everyone else along the line to live up to their side with these really good thermal solutions. Is that a lot of like ongoing conversations? Is everyone excited to say, hey, these chips are really fast and powerful, and we can put them in really slim form factors? What do we need to do to make that happen? Are there a lot of those conversations happening?
They happen every quarter, and so when I formed this segment back in 2011, my desire was to meet with our partners on a quarterly basis to have that discussion and have the joint development and the innovation take a front seat. And so every quarter, we go out with our advocacy. And as you see in the presentation, you see the thin enthusiast and Halo enthusiast described there. And that's what we then focus our relationships on. Some partners are better at working on the Halo enthusiast space. Others like to go thin and drive the thin enthusiast space. And of course, the innovation kind of trickles down into the essential segment as well over time. So it's not something that we have to directly focus on. That becomes a natural path, right? Where all the over time, all the innovation done at the high end becomes available in the low end as well, or in low end, in the $1,000 type price point.
Yes, right? the where it starts to be mainstream. I get you. Let me ask you, like, when you started this and when you think about the journey you've been on to get to this point, what were some goals that you set out to accomplish that you feel like you guys nailed? What's some stuff you're still working on?
Yeah. So I remember back in 2011, we had a project that focused on the thin enthusiast form factor, and we wanted to get below 20 millimeters.
Right.
And at that time, most laptops were muscle books and they were 50 millimeters thick. And people looked at us like we were crazy, right? 20 millimeters was like this incredibly, it was like a barrier that we wanted to reach. And 2 years later in 2013, Kirk Skaugen announced that we had a teraflop compute inside a 20 millimeter form factor. And from there, we were off to the races, right? And last year, thin enthusiast below 20 millimeters grew at 45% year on year. It is our fastest growing segment. People understand why they need a thin platform. They can take it with them in a very different manner than lugging around a 50 millimeter platform, right? But that doesn't mean that the Halo enthusiast is gone. We used to call it muscle book. We've had to adjust, and now we're calling it Halo enthusiast, because even below 25 millimeters, there's a lot of platform capabilities that you can add between 20 and 25 millimeters that you can't have below 20 millimeters. So as I said earlier, some of our partners are really focused at that sweet spot, 22 to 24 millimeters. So what is the next thing that we want to go drive? You know, 2 years ago, we brought out our honeycomb glacier companion display. And that was because Tiger Lake H actually has dual EDP integrated into the platform. So you can drive two EDP displays, and now you can power manage them and so forth. So companion displays, definitely something that we believe is an interesting user experience, yeah, where you have a smaller screen below the bigger screen. But there's also, you know, people driving two or three screens, right? So innovation around the real estate screen, real estate and the capabilities with 4K, we can drive multiple 4K displays today. So that's definitely something that we continue to focus on.
Yeah, isn't it so much that, you know, you guys did hit your goals, and so you have all this extra overhead, all this extra power that you could put towards driving extra displays, more pixels. It's almost like overkill at a certain point. Is that kind of what you're thinking? Like, there's room here for us to do more and get more innovative with how we display the actual technology?
Yeah, and users utilize displays differently, right? A gamer can use that companion display for his chat and his, you know, getting information from the game. A creator really needs more real estate to be able to do all the things that they enjoy, right, in a very, very different user experience if you have multiple 4K displays, for example. And it's quite interesting to see how innovative consumers are in their own way. We have lots of pictures from Starbucks where people are sitting, you know, in their coffee shop, and they have brought an extra display with them that they're connecting and attaching to the, you know, to their laptop, so they have more real estate. Different aspect ratios are also really unique, right? 16:10 displays, 16:9. For creators and gamers, there's a little bit, you know, different focus with 16:9 for gamers and 16:10 for creators. So it's definitely something that we work with the display vendors to enable, and our OEMs then make the final choice on how they configure that. But we provide this amazing capability for them to make the most optimal connection to the display, right? So, and I look at, you know, the capabilities that graphics, third-party graphics have bought to these platforms today. It's playing 4K games at 60-plus FPS is quite possible in a platform below, you know, 17 millimeters thick, which is very different than it was just a few years ago.
A few years ago, a little bit before that, saying gaming laptop, I think a lot of people had given up on gaming laptops. A lot of people just thought that they weren't going to be for them because they were going to be those, you know, portable desktop machines in most cases. And that seems like it's changed. Do you think that the sentiment, do you think that you guys have won people back and won them over with what you're doing? You think that people are starting to say, a gaming laptop actually is for me. This is what I should be considering maybe as my main machine. Have you made that change?
I certainly believe that the retail sales out data speaks for itself, right? It is really incredible to see around the world enthusiast laptops picking up speed, mm-hmm, especially in the beginning of 2020, right? And into the second half of 2020. The growth rate was such that, you know, it was really exciting for enthusiasts that these platforms 10th gen at the time was available. And that's something that we're driving for this year as well, right? As we said in the discussion in the pre-brief, we will have shipped 1 million CPUs to our partners by the time that we announce and launch this product on the 11th of May, right? So we have the ability to ship, you know, many, 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 many of these CPUs, and we're doing it. So the availability will speak for itself, and people will be able to buy, you know, platforms that have the performance in a form factor they want.
The chips I see listed have UHD graphics. Isn't that because you imagine that in most cases, You will be pairing this with a third-party graphics card inside. Is that what the thinking?
Absolutely. So it's Xe architecture, right, in the graphics. So it's the brand new architecture of graphics. But if you look at the size of the product, you know, just looking at the chip, this is, you know, Tiger Lake H35, and this is Tiger Lake H. There's choices that you have to make all the time. Right. And how much of our graphics do we want to put in when it's paired with the discrete graphics? So the actual capability of hybrid graphics, Windows hybrid, is really useful to allow for battery life and you know, utilization of Intel's graphics for those optimized workloads like streaming and AI and so forth. That can happen even in the UHD graphics with 32 EUs, because we have the same amount of media engines. So we put two media engines in. So that allows for, you know, great capability when you're transcoding or streaming content. And the discrete graphics is really, you know, something that is expected in an enthusiast platform. Over time, you know, Intel's graphics will evolve and will add more graphics as well, you know, in the future, right? So today we chose to go with 32 EUs, and that's what we believe is a good balance for a platform like Tiger Lake H.
It seems like a lot of people realize they could be buying these machines and building their whole, you know, life and entertainment around it. Like going to movie theaters, stuff like that was still pretty rare, but you can get a strong laptop that can be your work machine, that you can play games at night, and you could be a creator on the side if that's something you want to start to do. Is that something you guys try to focus on? These people, you imagine like one machine that could be their everything, their Swiss Army knife. And then how do you make it so that it's like really good at all of those things?
It's definitely where we emphasize our work with our partners, right? Optimizing these platforms to give the performance when people need it and the battery life when right. they want it, right? It takes time and effort, right? And tuning these platforms to the level of capability that a consumer expects is something that OEMs are getting better and better at. It, you know, Tiger Lake H is all new and it's very exciting. So being able to build out the end user experiences, for example, for a creator or a gamer, they don't stop doing personal video conferencing or doing work on their laptop just because it's a gaming laptop, right? So right. they spend 4, 5, 6 hours a week maybe playing games, 12, 14 hours doing work, right? And some really hardcore people, they spend 25 hours playing games a week. And what we have found is that people want portability in their own house. It's not so much about taking the laptop out of the house. It's, I want to sit in my den. I want to sit in my couch. I want to sit in front of my TV with my laptop. And these platforms allow you to bring that capability and not have to lug around your power supply, right? But even on that front, we've done a ton of work on power supply optimizations. So you saw Nick Blair showcasing you needed two power supplies on the platform from 8th gen. Today, we can do it with a single power supply running at 270, 280 watts, right? So there's definitely been work done across the platform to optimize the capabilities and to make it as light and portable as possible.
Yeah. And then you said that, you know, Tiger Lake H is all new, but it feels relatively mature. Is there an art to that? Is there an art and science to making it feel like you guys are, you know, it's coming out, it's bursting onto the scene, and it feels like this is something I can confidently buy and feel like it's going to be good to go right out of the gate?
Intel's validation efforts are unsurpassed, right? We spend time internally validating, millions of hours of validation time across engineering and validation. And then we continue to validate together with our partners in their form factors. And so that we can launch with 1 million units shipped to our customers and our partners and 80 platforms And that's a testament to the capability that we bring, right? This is such an important segment for us that we're really focused to drive that those leaps in performance and leaps in capabilities. So it takes a lot of validation to make sure that integrated Thunderbolt, PCIe Gen 4 at 20 lanes, and all these brand new things come to market functional and really effective for the consumer. So definitely something that we're well aware of and that we spend a lot of time and effort on.
Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it. It's a fascinating conversation. This is the Intel Tiger Lake H part. It's launching very soon. You said you're going to have 1 million units out to people. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And thank you everybody out there for listening. I will be back with another new episode when it's ready. Until then, have a good one. Take care of yourself and goodbye.